Five tornadoes carved a swath through six northern counties on Thursday, damaging more than 300 buildings, according to new figures from the Lieutenant Governor's office. Preliminary estimates already top $3 million. Emergency management spokesperson Lori Getter says much of that comes from the massive twister that struck the Bear Paw Outdoor Adventure Resort in Langlade County.
That one will probably be at least $2 million. It's a very preliminary figure, but that includes the damage to the Bear Paw Resort and to other homes that were damaged or destroyed in that path.
It was a path that led through four counties with top wind speeds of 160 miles per hour, according to new figures from the National Weather Service. Justin Lowe, chief meteorologist for WAOW Television in Wausau, says it was the first Category F3 tornado to hit Wisconsin in 9 years and the first to hit the northeastern part of the state since 1971.
This F3 tornado was on the ground for 40 miles, and it had a damage path half a mile wide at times, and it could even be seen the next day by satellite images taken of the area around Menominee and Langlade County showed the path of the tornado where all the trees had been blown down.
Lowe says it's rare for an F3 twister to touch down without causing fatalities or serious injuries, and it was fortunate that it struck a sparsely populated area. Damage to the forests is not included in the state dollar estimates. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.